for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Sexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the 2021 November Zoom meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Deborah Bales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Mira Miller. Kerna and Gene Williams are the speakers.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, it says, pray petitions and prayers and intercessions, thanksgiving for kings and those in authority. Do we pray for our leadership? Yes, we pray for them. But there, listen, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. That's our God. Not some tyrannical, oppressive government that's out of control. Let me give you one more scripture. Turn to the book of St. Luke, chapter 19. St. Luke, this is your last scripture. St. Luke, chapter 19. Let's look at verses 41 through 44. St. Luke, chapter 19, verse 41 through 44. In verse 41, as he approached, he saw the city and he wept over it. Jesus shed tears. Verse 42, for exclaiming, would that you have known personally, even at least in this your day, the thing that made for peace, for freedom, from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin, and upon which your peace, your security, your safety, your prosperity, and happiness depends, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Look at verse 43. For a time is coming upon you when your enemies shall throw up a banquet 20 stakes about you and surround you and shut you up on every side. Now look at the last verse, verse 44. And they will dash you down to the ground, you Jerusalem, and your children within you. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another. All because you did not come progressively to recognize and know and understand from observation and experience the time of your visitation. The time of your visitation. The time in which God showed himself gracious towards you and offered you salvation. Time of visitation comes from the Greek word kairos, and it means time. Time means a due measure, a measure of time, a fixed and definite opportune season time. The word visitation is amazing. It comes from the word, the Greek word episkope, which sounds like a type of bishop terminology. But the word episkope has to do with investigation, inspection, and visitation. In your time of visitation, God will investigate you, he will inspect you, and he will visit you. It also means visitation, an act by which God looks into and searches out the deeds of men. And every one of us will have a time of visitation from the Lord. And there are many believers that are listening to me right now. You have missed your time of visitation. The blessing was right there, but you missed it. The call was right there, but you missed it. To regain that, you're going to have to repent of your sins, repent of your ways, and ask God to once again move you into a time of his visitation. Mm-hmm. Now, what are we saying from a prophetic dream? I believe prophetically that the old man shall dream dreams. Joel chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. I believe Job 33. If you ask God for instruction in the night season, he will give it to you. I pray all the time, Father, show me things present and show me things to come. Many times when we even going places, but he always showed me the ecclesia inside the ecclesia. He showed me the strongholds inside the ecclesia. He showed me whatever turmoil or confusion inside that ecclesia. And he gives me the message to give. I believe that the Lord gave me a message about the White House. And that message is from the smiting of the thigh that there the White House, our commander-in-chief, is in a time of the Lord's visitation. Yes, Bonhoeffer. Yes, Sister Ruth, I see. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. That's right. He was a theologian. He was a pastor. He was a tremendous man of God. Thanks for sending that in. Okay? We're in the time of the Lord's visitation, saints. Keep your intercessory prayer going. God is not silent. God is not silent. The winds of change are blowing. They are blowing on the horizon. If you were blessed by this, then give Jesus a praise. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise for it. All right, let's pray. Let's pray. Does anybody living or dead who have hurt or disappointed you, whether you've been raped, whether you've been molested, whether you've been violated, you're holding unforgiveness, you're holding bitterness, you're holding resentment. If you're holding any unforgiveness toward a family member, toward next of kin, even your own children, any bitterness, resentment, before we can move any further, you're gonna have to forgive. I want everybody right now to ask the Holy Spirit to shine a spotlight in their hearts and reveal to you where is any bitterness or resentment. In my spirit right now, I'm sensing a lot of deep emotional hurt. There's a lot of bound emotions, blocked emotions, a lot of wounds here. But while you're praying, continue to pray and ask God forgiveness, whether they're living or whether they're dead. Husband, wife, ex-husband, somebody wounded you, somebody traumatized you, somebody hurt you. You want to release them to the Lord so that the Holy Spirit can come and minister there and to throw on that stronghold that's been hindering and blocking your blessings. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Many of you already know that unforgiveness can cause physical ailments in the body, cancer, arthritis, immunodeficiencies, circulation problems, your legs. There's someone out here that's dealing with varicose veins. Mm-hmm. While you're praying, varicose veins in many prayer lines is connected with rejection. There's some matriarchal rejection there, whether by mother, father, guardian, sister, brother. So whoever raised you, there was a lot of rejection there and you felt not loved. All right. If you finish, then I'm going to pray. Father, I bind the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind every strong man operating in and through us in the name of Jesus. I bind every strong man beneath our feet. I bind every demonic reinforcement that would try to come and reinforce demonic spirits as you are ministering deliverance to the believers in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray right now in Jesus Christ's name that, Lord, that we are the heirs of salvation. Father, your word says in Mark 16:17, that these signs shall follow them that believe in Jesus Christ's name shall we cast out devils. Many times when demons are deeply entrenched, once they're dethroned, then healing can take place. There are times when healing automatically takes place at times. Okay? I'm going to first deal with, I see we have about 44 people. I'm going to first deal with marriage breaking spirits. A lot of people that we talk to are having relational problems, relationship problems, marriage breaking, connected with the marriage. All right. All right. If you're ready, then I'm ready. All right. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over every marriage breaking spirit and we command you to come out now in Jesus' name. Fear of commitment of marriage. Dread that you got married. You dread that you got married. Come on. A hurt from your spouse. Hatred of spouse. No trust in your spouse. I break all family line curses of divorce and command those spirits to come out of you now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I bind all stubborn spirits and command them to come out rank and file. Line up rank and file all stubborn spirits. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against spirits of fornication. Spirit of adultery in the marriage. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against destruction of the marriage. Go in Jesus' name. Block communication in the marriage. He don't talk to me. She don't talk to me. Nobody talks anymore. Hardness of heart. Matthew 19, where your hearts have become hardened. Come on, out of the people now in Jesus' name. I want everybody to take a deep breath. Come on, breathe out one time. Come on, out of there, out of there, out of there, out, 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 out of there in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Criticism of the husband, criticism of the wife, when you're very critical to other people and sometimes to the wrong people, but when those evil spirits are driving you to be critical of your mate, come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. He, come on, out of there now. Go, go, go. We command you to go where Jesus Christ will send you. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. I loose the spirit of burning, which is the Holy Spirit. They'll burn the enemy in a stronghold. They'll burn the enemy out in their habitations. Go in Jesus' name. Demonic attraction, fleshly lust, curse of lust, seduction, seduction spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of Delilah, come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Let's be serious, saints. We're in a time where we need deliverance and God is moving. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Lying spirits in the marriage. Control spirits in the marriage. She controls me. He controls me. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I want everybody now to give me a big cough. Come on. One big cough. One time. Come on. Out, 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 out. Witchcraft in the marriage. Sorcery in the marriage. Come on. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against rage, rage, rage in that marriage. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Come on. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. I come against arrogance. Arrogance, conceit, pride, go, go in that marriage in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I come against spirits operating in the husband, Casanova spirits, all these Casanova spirits, come out of there now. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against hurt by husband, hurt by wife. Come on, tormented by husband, tormented by wife. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. I break spells that were spoken on your marriage. I break them. I break spells. I break spells off of your marriage that was spoken that it's not going to last long. They're not going to be married long. Come on, out of there now. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against manipulation in the marriage. He manipulates me. She manipulates me. He dominates me. She dominates me. She controls me. He controls me. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. No feeling in the marriage. No feeling. Go, go in Jesus' name. Very good. Very good. I come against latent homosexual lesbian spirits in the marriage. All the lesbian spirits. Come on. Come on. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Lila. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. I break that curse of LGBT community off you. Go. Come on. LGBT community. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there. All the lesbian spirits, come on, out of there now. Rank and file, line up, go in Jesus' name. Lord, Father, I ask that you release the holy angels of God to come and bring them out. Bring them out of there, Father. Father, I ask your permission to bring those demonic spirits out of the people. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, homosexuality in the marriage. Well, you want to be a gay man. You want to be a gay man. You don't want to be a husband anymore. Go, go. Come on, out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of the people. All the adultery spirits, go, 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 go. Come on, adultery. Come on, adultery. Come on, adultery. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go in Jesus' name. Burning lust. Burning lust. Burning lust. Go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, bound and blocked affection. I can't give myself to him. I have no love for him. Go, go. Oh, that's right. The feminine spirits, go in the name of Jesus. All the feminine spirits out there, come on. Come out of hiding. Come out the closet. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Lust of the eyes. Pride of life. Lust of the flesh. Go in Jesus Christ's name. All right. I come against in the name of Jesus. Frigidity. Something happened to you. Whether you were raped, whether you were molested, but when you got married, you still frigid. You still locked down. Yeah. Come on, you might have been sexually abused as a child or traumatized by a male figure. You're not being romantic in the relationship. The husband is too demanding. You're withholding sex as control. Sexual blackmail. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. In other words, I'm married, but I don't care. You know, I'm gonna blackmail sexually. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Unresolved sexual issues in that marriage. Go in the name of Jesus. All right. Hatred of spouse. I hate him. I hate her. Go. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Cruel words you say to each other. Curse of the tongue. I curse of the tongue. Cruel words. You dumb. You stupid. I shouldn't have got involved with you. Come on. All those stupid, dumb name calling demons. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now. Everybody give me another one cough one time. They're going to come out of there. Come on. Out of there. Go. That's right. Come on. Out. Move. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I break all blood curses. Family line curse of separation. Family line curse of divorce. Come on. Family line curses of just don't want to be married. So easy to give up. Not willing to sacrifice in a relationship. Come on, out of there now. Go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against mind control, double-mindedness, no respect for your husband. I don't respect him. No respect for the wife. Go. Come on, breathe those things out of there. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, breathe them out and let them go. Let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Hurt in the marriage. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. I'm going to divorce. Go. I can't take it no more. Go. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Well, have you sought the Lord about that first? Have you inquired of the Lord? Come on. Out of there now. Go in Jesus Christ's name. All right. I'm going to come against again some medical spirits. And we're going to move on to some medical spirits. Go. Command them to come out and go in Jesus' name. Come on. Go in Jesus' name. Double-mindedness, schizophrenia, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against dramatics. Well, you are a drama queen. You lack dramatics. You know, drama queens, they have something like liars. They are play act, you know, dramatic. They're just so dramatic. They have attention getting spirits. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against right now the drama queen and the drama king. Sir, you like. You come on, out of there now. Come on, drama king. You a play actor. Go in the name of this. Come on. I come against right now the knees. Something the cartilage in the knees. I don't know who this woman is. They're having a knee problem, but your knees, your legs mean support. There are areas of your life you feel you're lacking support. Your legs, your knees support you up, but spiritually you feel a lack of support. Come on. I command a created miracle. In yes. Those knees right now, yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right, come on. Ear dizziness. Problems in the ears. Come on. I command the demons to come out of your ears. Go in Jesus' name. Ringing in the ears. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Ear infection. Hearing yes. Voices. Itching in the ears. Itching in the sexual area. Go. Yes. Go, come out of there now. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against right now in Jesus Christ's name. Loss of balance. Loss of balance. That's right. Come on, loss of balance. Go, out of the people now. Come on, loss of balance. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, go in Jesus' name.
Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. We just come against right now ear problems ringing in the ears. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we command those spirits to go and loose you now. And even that person who said that they was having problems with the knees and the joints, we just come against any arthritis where it has settled in your joints, your bones, your ligaments, the nerves. We call it out now in the name of Jesus. And we command those bones, the nerves, the joints, the ligaments to come into alignment according to the way that Jesus Christ made you. And I speak to those bones right now that life will begin to come into those bones. Lord, I just pray right now that you will cause the blood begin to flow in those bones, in those nerves, those joints, those ligaments in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I just bind the spirit of fear right now because God has not given you the spirit of fear. I'm sensing right now that there's been someone that they in a valley of decision and fear has seized them. It has gotten to the level where you have an anxiety. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. And the only fear you should have is godly fear. And I bind that fear right now that's operating in you. And I command you to rise up and take your position in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's name. Yes, I come against emotional spirits. You've been emotional. You're on an emotional trail. You just, everybody gets on your nerve. Everything gets on your nerve. You're just emotional. You're all over the place. I command that spirit of emotional to come out of there now. Come out. Come out of your emotions. In Jesus Christ's name, we command them spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against mind control. You've been, the devil been speaking to your mind. We cast down those thoughts. Those thoughts come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, all out of the mind. Come on, out of there. You feel like your mind is racing. You feel like you're going out of your mind. Come out now. All mind control spirits, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. We command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. I come against childhood trauma. Some of you haven't been able to pass the childhood trauma. You have bleeded over into your adult life and you can't be that man and that woman that you're supposed to be. I command those spirits to come out. All the childhood trauma where you've been abused, you've been rejected, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command those spirits to go and loose you now. Come out, childhood trauma. Come out where bleeded over into your adulthood and you can't be that man. You can't be that woman. You still have childish ways. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command those spirits to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the nicotine spirit. Come out now. Come on, all nicotine spirit, drug spirit, drinking spirit. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. You crave that. You craving it. You got to have it. I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, I come against the gallbladder and the liver. Come into alignment now. I prophesy to that gallbladder that you will come into alignment, and that liver, you will come into alignment according to the way that Jesus Christ made you in Jesus Christ's name. I breathe breath of life into the gallbladder, into the liver in Jesus Christ's name. And I command those spirits to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I speak healing to the gallbladder. I speak healing to the liver in Jesus Christ's name. I come against irritable bowel syndrome. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now. Come on, all the irritable bowel syndrome, go loose those bowels now in Jesus Christ's name. And I speak healing to that area in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray a supernatural miracle that will come and loose it now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against heart disease, high blood pressure. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go. All those spirits that connects itself with the high blood pressure, the rage, the anger, the temper tantrum, I loose the blood of Jesus over you now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command that high blood pressure to come into alignment and to level itself in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I feel the Holy Spirit here tonight. The Lord is getting ready to break that high blood pressure. Everything that we praying for tonight, you got to believe the Holy Spirit is going to set you free tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we claim the victory. We speak healing now. Whatever problem you have, just raise your hand right now and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive my healing in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I receive it in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's someone out there also that's battling with the cholesterol, high cholesterol. We break that off of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against any medication where the doctor says you got to be on medication. I break that power off of you right now. Come on, I speak to the cholesterol and I command it to come into alignment, the LDL. Come on, in alignment now in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will not be on medication. Medication is Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, speak to it. He said you can call those things that be not as though they were. In the name of Jesus, we speak to that cholesterol that is in alignment in the name of Jesus. I come against right now, you can't lose weight. The weight is out of control. It's off balance in the name of Jesus. I speak balance into your weight in Jesus Christ's name. I speak into right now that the weight will begin to fall off. You ain't not going to have to go on a diet. You ain't got to do nothing special, that it will come into alignment in the name of Jesus. I speak to the diabetic spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, low blood, low diabetic. Come on, out of there, low blood sugar, high blood sugar. I speak to you now in the name of Jesus that diabetes will come into alignment and it will level itself. The blood of Jesus is speaking on your behalf tonight and it will come into alignment in Jesus Christ's name. Receive your blessing tonight. Jesus Christ is the healer. He's the one that's doing this. It's nobody but Jesus. And we thank him tonight and we give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's tell him thank you. Thank you for our deliverance. Thank you for saving us, delivering us, Lord, tonight. Lord, it's you that we cry out, Lord. It's you that we cry out to, Lord, because only you can do it. No man can do it but you. And we cry out to you tonight. He want to hear you cry out. Come on, cry out to him. Come on, come on, Lord. Hear, say, Lord, hear my cry tonight. Lord, deliver me. I'm tired of carrying these diseases and these infirmities. They are not of you. They are from the devil. And Lord, wish that you all would prosper in good health. That's what he wants. That's what he desires in the name of Jesus Christ. So I speak prophetically over you that healing and deliverance is taking place now. How do I know that? Because Hebrews 11 chapter verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that not seen. You might not can't see the evidence, but you got to believe and now faith that it's coming to pass. And we call it in resistance now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's give him praise. All about Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Before we close out and I release it back to Director Merrill, is there any more prayer requests before we get ready to close out?
Amen.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, let me pray, and I'm going to release it back to, hard problems here. Okay, Jesus said that men's hearts would fail them because of fear, Brother Arthur. Father, we just pray right now, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, Lord, that and Father, we break any generational curse, bloodline curse of heart attack, heart murmurs, heart problems, heart issues. And Father, we just pray for this person right now, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will begin to move to the respiratory area and bring healings, Lord, in those valves, bring deliverance right now in Jesus' name. And Father, even this man, I sense he has a fear. There's some hidden fear there. And Father, I just pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to his heart to begin to trust the Lord, to begin to trust Jesus and not be fearful of what the enemy is trying to attack in his body. And Father, we just pray for him right now. We decree a creative miracle. A creative miracle will be released into that heart right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree that right now. In Jesus Christ.
Yes. Right now.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for your word tonight. Both of you, you have brought what was needed tonight. The church in America has been silent. The Lord gave us somebody that was going to change America back. And like Saul and Samuel, the people didn't want God, so they chose Samuel, and Samuel went on his own way and caused death and destruction.
Yes, right.
The people rejected Donald Trump, although he went and did everything that God had called him to do, and the people rejected him. So the Lord has turned back on us the things that he warned us about.
Yes.
And now we're reaping that with the president we have right now. But the Lord is going to change.
Yes.
Because the church is waking up. The church is realizing that God has brought his servant, Donald Trump, to do good to this country.
Yes.
Now, I'm not here to preach about Donald Trump. I'm here to speak about what God is doing
this right now
for this country right now. He is awakening the church. He is chastening us like a father chastens his child, but we have not listened. So he is chastening us harder and harder until we finally will go, oh, Father, We have sinned against you, and we humble ourselves before you, and we cry out for mercy before you. God loves a humble heart. He seeks those who will humble themselves and cry out for mercy before him. He only wants to do good to us. But like a father, my child did wrong, I had to chasten him and bring him back into the alignment of what I wanted him to do. And this is what the Lord is doing right now to us, to America, to his church. He is calling us out. He is drawing a line in the sand. And he says, that those of you that won't come, those of you that are just lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And when it comes time, when you cry out to me, I will not listen. I will not hear.
Yes, that's right.
I'm not going to bless the lukewarm in the church anymore. He has been giving blessings to everybody. But he says, I am not going to bless you anymore. Those of you who have been walking a line of lukewarm, come out from that. Come away from that. Come and rejoice and bow down before the living God, and he will save you.
Yes.
He will save you. I cry out to the Lord every day. I cry out, oh God, if there be anything in me, Lord, that you don't like, cleanse me, wash me clean, make me whole. Help me, Lord, to see whatever it is that I might not be doing aligned with you.
Yes, brother. Yes, that's right.
Let the path that you have called me to walk on every day, Lord, show me that way in the direction I should go. Lord, sometimes it's hard, but I know that you will walk on that path with me and you will help me through the hard times. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. I thank those who have come tonight to hear this word. I bless them, Lord. I ask that you burn this word that they have heard tonight in their mind, body, soul, and spirit. Let them go every day thinking of you and the things that you have taught us today, Lord.
Yes,
the things that you have taught us today, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Mara, can Colonel play a backlash prayer for the deliverance? Can you just cover them with deliverance and prayer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, well, once again, we thank you for the move of God. Father, we cover these saints with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, we bind any demonic backlash, any attacks as they exit the building or back to their place of dwelling. And their finances, their vehicles or the properties, their marriage, their babies, their children, and even their own personal self. And Father, I just pray for them right now that God, in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit will begin to minister to them. And even those areas where the enemy has strongholds, that the Holy Spirit will minister to them. And Father, I just pray that, Lord, that they will continue to work out their salvation with fear and even trembling in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So Father, I just pray Zechariah 2:5, a wall of fire around them,
yes,
a wall of fire, divine protection around them. Zechariah 2:5, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Deborah, do you have anything to add?
I just want to thank everyone for being a part, and this has been a wonderful camp. Praise the Lord. And Brother Merle, we so appreciate you. And can I just pray for you, Brother Merle, as well?
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you. Can everyone just stretch your hand, if you can see, just stretch your hand toward our dear brother and sister. Father, we thank you for Brother Merle. Sister Barbara, we thank you, Lord God, for their labor. We thank you, Father, for this precious man of God and, Lord, the vision you've given him, the burdens you've given, oh God. And, Lord God, we ask that you pour back into him now strength, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, Lord God, with the camp. We pray that you will continually lead God and direct him, oh God, give him wisdom, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing, Lord God. We thank you for keeping him healthy and whole, Lord God. Yes, we thank you, Father, for just strengthening him day by day in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we just love you and we appreciate you, Father. Touch him in his body, Lord God. Touch Sister Barbara in her body, Father God. Yes. And Lord, we thank you for relieving any pain, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for him, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you and we appreciate you for him, God. And also, God, we pray for Patty and we pray for Kevin, Lord God. We thank you for this precious man and woman, God. We ask that you touch them as well. Continue to strengthen them, oh God. Father, as they do the daily work, Father, behind the scenes, they work so tirelessly, Lord God, and faithful and committed. So you touch them as well, Father God. And Lord, moving forward, even with the future literal camps, Lord God, as they're restored, as you give Brother Merle the wisdom, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that people will come, be blessed. We bind sickness. We bind fears. We bind all the things, Lord God, that has hindered us. Lord God, you open up the way. You open up the door, Father God. And we thank you for it tonight. Praise your holy name, Lord God. Break down the walls, God. Break them down in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for liberty. We'll go forth in liberty of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we know you to be a keeper. We know you to be a healer. We've heard such great word tonight and all through the weekend of healing, oh God. Thank you for it all. Bless the people now. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.